This is Dr. Olivero, stating a follow-up in a patient. Now, this is dictating for March the 30th, 2022. The name of the patient is Carol Gabriel. The last name is G-A, B like in boy, R like in Roger, I like in India, E like in echo, A like in Lima, Carol, C-A-R-O-L. This is the clinical case of an 81-year-old white female that is a patient of Dr. Toussaint, T like in tango, O-U-S-S-A-I-N-T, who is referred to this office because of the presence of hyponatremia, period. The patient has a history of autoimmune disease, fibromyalgia, that was treated occasionally with the administration of steroids, but nothing on a permanent basis. She has a history of arterial hypertension and osteoporosis. A period in the first part of 2020, the patient had a COVID-19 infection. And ever since then, the patient has been unstable in her feet, having memory problems, but most importantly, has something that is and has hyponatremia that has put her in the hospital a couple of times, period. During the hospital stay, the patient was treated with fluid restriction, regular sodium intake, and sodium tablets, period. In reviewing the chart, there was also evidence of the administration of tolvaptan. The patient went home, continue with the therapy. However, in the list of the medications, torsemide was part of it. The patient had a relapse on the hyponatremia. She has been weak. At the present time, she is following the fluid restriction. She is taking the sodium tablet. She is feeling somewhat better. She is off on torsemide. Period. All the laboratory data is suggestive of syndrome of inappropriate ADH. Whether or not this was related to SSRI is unknown. If it is a defect associated to COVID, is unknown. Period. We are going to request the osmolarity in the serum, osmolarity in the urine, sodium in the urine, and we'll continue with the fluid restriction, the administration of salt tablets, one tablet, 3 Q8 hours. The dry body weight is going to be 125 pounds. The patient was given a restriction of 35 ounces in 24 hours. And for the time being, we'll continue with this regime, and we reevaluate the blood work and see the patient and make the necessary adjustments. Following number, the patient has a history of fibromyalgia. Following number, the patient has vitamin B deficiency. Following number, the patient has gastroesophageal reflux disease that is treated with the administration of pantoprazole. Following number, the patient has hypertension that is well controlled with the administration of candesartan, C-A-N-D-E-S-A-R-T-A-N, 4 milligrams every day, and clonidine. Following number of osteoporosis, and the patient received the first infusion of Prolia. We're going to reevaluate the case in 3 weeks with laboratory workup. Thanks a lot for your kind referral.